Welcome to Random Rambling and Rhetoric with TJ Mercer. That's my TT. And it's all powered by her Samsung Notes. Now, here's my TT.
I just loves me some porta potties, said no one ever. I don't know about you, but the ickiest thing on the planet is when I am forced to use a porta potty. I try to hold my bladder until the last possible minute. And what about nasty public restrooms? Ew, public restrooms plus kids. Parents, what do you do as soon as you take them to a public bathroom? You make them hold up their hands and forbid them to touch anything. Then you get in the stall, there's no toilet paper or seat cover, you handle your business, come out, and then there's no soap or paper towels. Lord have mercy, Jesus is just not a good situation all around. Fortunately, there's the restroom kit, a full bathroom solution the size of a lightweight deck of cards. A deck of cards, y'all. I keep one in my purse all the time just because it's complete with a full patented oversized toilet seat cover, enough toilet paper to cover the essentials, plus wet wipes for your tushy and your hands. The restroom kit is a don't leave home without it necessity for your road trips, you going camping, the beach, festivals, basically any restroom that ain't yours. Even that friend of yours who's cleaning is not their strong suit. You know what I mean? So pop on over and visit therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com. And when you use the code RAMBLINGS, RAMBLINGS, you will get 15% off your purchase. So stop going to the bathroom without the full protection you need. Go get the restroom kit at therestroomkit.com. Tea lights. It's the first episode of Random Ramblings and Rhetoric with TJ Mercer, and I think it is appropriate that I launch this episode where I have the most thoughts, which is on my daily walk here in sunny southern Los Angeles. And I think it's appropriate that this particular episode is about finding your voice, because this podcast is a direct result of God speaking to me and telling me it's time to find your voice. And so I want to take you back to 2012. I was an award-winning television editor working on some of the biggest shows on TV. I had just come out of a bitter divorce from a man who almost killed me several times. It was a secret that I carried. No one knew that while I was holding it down in Hollywood, I was being held down in my own home. It was a verbal abuse that really destroyed me. Almost destroyed me. Let me just say that. Almost destroyed me. And I'd finally gotten the courage to leave and say enough. And so I was thinking that I had just come out of even fighting to get my house back. And so I was thinking that I just wanted to work, go home, and do nothing. In fact, the divorce was final at the end of 2011. So I had decided 2012 was going to be a year that I had no goals. My only goal was to have no goals. I just wanted to remodel my house, put my head down, heal, so that I can come back better and stronger, because I was committed that I was not just going to survive the abuse, I was going to come back and thrive. And fast forward, sometime around May of 2012, God gives me this assignment to write a book. And as a TV editor, I tell my stories through video. I don't like to write. So he and I tussled about that for a minute. Like, I don't want to write. I don't like to write. You don't understand. I want to stay hidden. I don't want to be nothing for nobody. I don't want to inspire nobody. I don't want to do any of that. And so clearly one day, very clearly, I heard his voice say, "Your silence is over. It's time to rediscover your voice." And I knew exactly what that meant, because growing up as a teenager, some would be surprised that I was actually an in-demand speaker. I was speaking all over my state. And I went away to Howard University for college, and not with it being intentional or anything like that, I just stopped speaking. So when he meets me in my bedroom, right on the cusp of me turning 40, almost 20 years later, I knew what he meant. So I got some get right and I decided, okay, obedience is better than disobedience, because I don't want to pay the cost for the disobedience. So I wrote the book, 40 Days to 40, Life Lessons from the Ramblings of My Unfiltered Thoughts. That book that I didn't want to write ended up being downloaded almost 10,000 times in 2 days on 6 continents. So I'm thinking, yeah, I probably should keep my assignment with God. So that ended up turning my life upside down, and I could start seeing that God was phasing me out of behind the scenes of television. He was phasing me out of even being behind the scenes, period, because I started speaking more. And then in 2015, his next assignment was for me to leave Hollywood on the level of being a TV editor for good. That led to me launching the Media Mavericks Academy, where I get to teach authors, experts, coaches, entrepreneurs, business folks, pretty much anybody who has a heart to serve, how to make noise in the media, like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CW. My Mavericks have been on Steve Harvey. They've been on The Doctors. They've been on Dr. Oz. They've done tons of radio interviews, podcast interviews. And that started taking off. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. But here recently, a few weeks, maybe 2 weeks before you're listening to this, once again, God shows up. And people have been after me to do this for about 3 years, do a podcast. Because on Facebook, I'm full of shenanigans. There's nothing off limits for me. And I just give people an insight into my head. And people started wanting to hear more of me, not just read my words, they wanted to hear my words. And so, but for me, I'm like, I'm just me. I don't have really that much to say. And I know someone who's listening feels the same way. Like, you don't think you are a big deal. You're just doing you. You're just being who God created you to be. And yet you're finding that people are resonating with who God created you to be. So a couple of weeks ago, I hear, it's time to find your voice. And I knew then it was God taking me to another level. It was God actually making me think twice about how quiet I had been, because a lot of people who actually know me, they would be surprised that I hide. You know, they would be surprised that I'm actually more of an introvert than an extrovert. And I knew it was God's way of saying, I need you to do this because it ain't about you. And so for 2 weeks, I kept hearing, find your voice. And so for me as a teacher, I'm always encouraging people to do this. It's what I do as the chief noisemaker of the Media Mavericks Academy. I teach folks how to find their voice and make noise about it in the media. That's what I thought. I kept hearing, find your voice. And then one day on my daily walk, like I'm doing now, once again, I hear, find your voice. And that's when I said, okay, God, I surrender. I surrender to what you want me to do. And I'll do this, but you got to show me how, because I don't listen to podcasts. As a former television editor that sat, my job was to sit down and watch TV all day, basically. The last thing I want to do is sit still and listen to a podcast or sit still and watch TV, watch a Facebook Live. That's just not how I learn. And so that's what's been the biggest struggle for me. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but for me, that's my struggle. I'd rather read. I'm a reader. So that's how I consume information. That's how I consume data. And What he showed me at any time, as you, if you continue to listen to my podcast, any time that God keeps giving, I keep hearing a phrase in my spirit, I'll know an acronym is coming. I'm really good at acronym. It works for me in the media too, with helping my clients shape their segments. But an acronym, I knew he was going to give me an acronym for voice. And so I'm going to share that with you in the hopes that you listening to this is a divine setup. In hopes that you listening to this, you will find yourself in my journey. In hopes that you listening to this, you can see yourself and start making some changes. That you can embrace and accept that God is calling you to do something that's out of your comfort zone, that's out of your norm, that may actually startle your friends, that may throw them off a bit because it's not necessarily who they think they have known you to be. So I want to give you five ways to find your voice. V, vacate the condo of comparison. We oftentimes, especially with social media, find ourselves in this comparison race. We're looking at IG, we're looking at Facebook, we're looking at Twitter, and we're thinking that folks' highlight reels are is really how they are day to day. But when you're on your own journey, when you're on what the mission, the assignment that God has given you, you have to stay out of comparison. And I'm guilty of it too. That I have to sometimes like, you know what? That ain't my journey. Bless them. Good for them. But let me be over here and focus on what God has called me to do. Oh, own your mistakes. Listen, my clients of Media Mavericks Academy, they know, they'll hear me say this all the time. I teach you from my expertise, but I teach you from my mistakes as well, because not only am I behind the camera so I understand what producers want, but I've been in front of the camera so I know the mistakes that I've made. And so I'm going to teach you from those mistakes, because here's the thing. Your mistakes can set some folks free. You're willing to put your mistakes out there can bless somebody. And so how dare you keep that to yourself? Own your mistakes and then share them. So that's the O. I, implement quiet. Implement quiet. I know that sounds maybe a little contradictive to me telling you to go find your voice, but sometimes you got to take a step back and silence all the noise. You got to take a step back from life. You've got to fast from life sometimes. Sometimes God is calling you to go to work, come home, no social media, no TV, nothing outside, so you could hear his voice. You need to get still and implement quiet. C, conclude that it ain't about you, boo. You got to settle that thing. You got to see beyond yourself that all the expertise you've gained, all the things you have survived, all the things that you've won at, all the things that you've been successful with, it ain't about you to just sit on for yourself. We need that. Things that you can do in your sleep, people are losing sleep over. So if you have expertise that can change the game for somebody's life, you have to actually conclude that it ain't about you. I finally had to conclude that me getting up off of my butt, getting out of my own head to start this podcast, it really wasn't about me. It's about the person who's listening to me and they can find themselves in this story. And then finally, the E. The E. The E. Eliminate your just and embrace your must. Let me explain that. In my work, I come across people all the time who tell me, you know, T's, you're so bold. You're so out there. I'm just a cook. I'm just a behind the scenes girl. I'm just a good person at hospitality. And I have to stop and tell them, listen, you are not just that because someone like me, yeah, my gift is loud. My gift is bold. My gift is out there. That's what God has called me to do. But understand, there's a whole force of people behind me that understand that I cannot do what I do on the level that I do it without their gifts. My assistant, my right hand, whatever you want to call it, she's way more than my assistant. But Reneka, she just wants to stay behind the scenes in a room, creating projects, systems, structures. She wants to study the analytics. She'll be studying the analytics of this episode to see how many people listen to it. Like, that's her lane. And then another person on my team is Denise. Denise handles all of my back end, my Infusionsoft system for the mailings, the website, all of that. That's Denise. She's one of those tech people that she's a nerd who loves systems and processes and figuring out software and solving my problems. I can stand on stage and run my mouth and hug people because I am the world's greatest hugger. I can run my mouth boldly because I know I got a whole team behind me that are operating in their gifts. They've settled on what their gifts are and they lend them to me. So as a result, there is not a just around me because it takes a whole team to run the land of TJ, a whole team. So I need you to go find your voice. I need you to vacate the condo of comparison. I need you to own your mistakes. I need you to implement quiet in your life. I need you to consider, to conclude rather, it ain't about you. I need you to eliminate your just and embrace your must. We need that. Find your voice. All right, hope that blesses you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Talk to you later.
Well, that's it. Hopefully you enjoy what my TT shared with you. And like she always says, let's go out and make God smile. And don't forget to hug somebody. It's T2 Mercer signing off now. See y'all later.